You know, today's episode, I want to talk about the top five financial resources which I use. Websites, YouTube videos, which I look at. I don't know if you...
Good to go, yeah.
Let's start at number one then. Oh, have you heard of goldsilver.com?
No.
Mike Maloney.
But I heard about gold, silver. Gold okay. and silver. Unfortunately, not having one of my own, I had some, like a kilo of silver, like a briquette.
Okay.
But yeah, money problem and sold it. Should I or shouldn't I? That's a question, huh?
Well, I think at the moment there's a lot of people talking about the financial situation, assets and buying gold or silver and also cryptos. But I didn't really want to get into cryptos today or NFTs. But just a resource which I'm getting some I used to get a lot of information from. Well, still relevant today. And if you go to resources, you can go to Hidden Secrets of Money. And there's a lot of episodes there where you can learn about the money. You can learn about gold, silver, the different countries, a little bit of history about economic history, monetary policy, currencies. So I think it's... I think it's a very good resource for everyone to watch the series called Hidden Secrets of Money.
Okay, because I'm not that aware of... I don't have that skill set of money or of... it's just something I work, I get some numbers. And if you use numbers, I buy some other things I need for daily life, like food or a shelter or some activities. Beside that,
I don't think many people talk about precious metals or trading them or buying them and storing them. Mm. So I think, this is very, very good and very informative. And I used to listen to him, and then he started talking about the financial crash is coming. He's always doing the Hidden Secrets of Money, talking about the history and talking about the Fed just printing money and it's worthless and it's devaluing each dollar. Then he was talking about buying a cabin in the mountains because he said the financial crash is going to be so big that he's preparing. He's got his gold, his silver, he's got his trading company. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like, I started to take it a bit seriously when I also heard other people also, which we can get into soon, talking about a big financial crash coming. It's overdue. It's just been extended. Mm. I think they call it kicking the can down the road.
I mean with that deflation or in inflation, I don't know the differences, but actually the money gets less and less worth as it was before. I can feel it. Living in Germany, everything gets a bit... it's more expensive than half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And about that crash, that I think he's not the first one saying, it also won't be the last one saying. And I mean,
inflation. I think a lot of people are talking about it at the moment.
Yeah, but I mean, this crash would also be 2008 when you remember the subprime crisis in the USA. Getting to a depression, nearly to depression, also like people, also German skilled expert told about depression, the crash is coming, but still, I hope not. And I hope all of these guys also like, he's wrong, but no one is 100% for sure, no one I can say, but I hope he's
well, he looks at the history and also the events from history, which is also explaining why he can come to his conclusion. But he talks about the... have you heard of the Bretton Woods, where they took the dollar off the gold standard? And he's talking about how the countries were always exchanging their dollars for golds again. Mm. And then I think the US decided, oh no, we're not going to do the exchange anymore. So he talks a lot about this and how they just, as you were saying, each dollar they're printing is devaluing.
Devaluing because before the US dollar was fixed to the gold gold rate, but somehow I don't know which President Nixon, probably he decoupled the thing, so actually the dollar, the Federal Reserve could print as much dollars as they needed. Mm-hmm. Till now.
Well, he has a lot of guests on, and they're all talking about how something big is coming. Big depression is coming. So they're saying it's going to wipe out stocks, homes, even savings accounts. But anyway, yeah, so one thing I took from him was when he said he's going to the cabin and also go to, I was looking at the Ice Age farmer as well. And that was sort of talking about also learning how to grow food, where the food comes from, connect with these people. So I got a job at the farm. So I had my online consulting a few days a week, and then I started to work at a farm to learn about storage, growing, the supply chain a little bit, regional, producing regionally and selling regionally. So that was kind of like pushed me in this direction by tips I got from this goldsilver.com and the hidden secrets of money. So it gave me a good understanding.
I know some Germans, they have this tradition of having summer houses. It's like a hut, and it's not heated, as far as I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
But they have their garden. They have their some like gardening, some vegetables. They grow in summer. But for example, it's what would you recommend people who don't have a garden, but they have a normal job, and but they want to get more into making themselves independent. I mean, a cabin is good, but a cabin is really, I mean, as far I can't do it because I don't have the financial power to rent a cabin.
Yeah, of course. I don't think most people do. But I have one friend who's researching and learning how to grow potatoes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the plan to set up a potato farm, like a little potato village. So she's learning and looking at the skills, just like you learn to code or learn to do social media. She's putting in the steps in place. What do you need? How does this work? Experimenting a little bit. She's going to the community gardens around the city, and she's building connections.
That's a good idea, community gardens.
Yeah, so building community is very important, community gardens, and building the skills. So her focus is build skills. She's saving the money as much as she can with the goal of setting up like a potato little mini farm.
I mean, like every skill, you fail, but you learn through that failing. And it's better to fail now than if you're out of food.
Yeah. So I think it's important to build community and also to build the skills. So that could be learning from other people, learning online, and just experimenting. So anyway, one good website is goldsilver.com. Resources, hidden secrets of money, or hidden secrets. I think that'll be good. Okay, another website I go to get some, which I use as a financial resource, is, let's have a look at Patrick Bet-David. Have you heard of him?
No, Patrick Bet-David, no.
Yeah, I think the media brand or the media agency they have is called Valuetainment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think on Instagram and Facebook you'll see a lot of content, a lot of interviews, a lot of speaking engagements, and they just chop up the videos, and it's like they'll have for their staff, they'll have special guests like Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and other financial, well, they're sports guys, but they've invested money and built their wealth. So I don't know, if you go to the website patrickbetdavid.com, then you see you got a lot of videos, podcasts, books, and they got a store. So they mainly talk about entrepreneurship, developing yourself as a person, something that's very good. I think he used to be in the army, ex-army, and then he came from Iran, joined the army after he finished school. And then he's taking those skills and building into the financial industry. And then now he has this personal brand, Patrick Bet-David. And Valuetainment is like the media brand. So there's a lot of good interviews, podcast episodes, videos where you can find where they talk about entrepreneurship, talking about taxing the rich. Talk about social media personalities as well and their effects. Like he talks about Tesla or Elon Musk when he wanted to buy Twitter, for example.
Okay.
Or I think when he was talking about Joe Rogan. So they're talking about the business, you know. It's like if Joe Rogan and Elon Musk got together and created a because, you know, when Joe Rogan was getting censored for some of the interviews he was talking about. And they're like, oh, you can't talk about COVID treatments and stuff like this.
You mean you've been at his podcast?
Yes. So Joe Rogan was in his podcast and there's all this hoo-ha because he said, oh, I had COVID and I had other multi-treatment protocol and I'm better a few days later. And then I think CNN claimed he was taking worm dewormer or something, ivermectin, and...
I mean,
and then they were trying to censor him and try and, or Spotify, I think it was. There was a push to try and censor him. And then on the Valuetainment episode, when they're talking about this, they're talking, okay, what's this? Okay, if they get censored, you know what? If Elon Musk and Joe Rogan get together and create a podcast, you know how much, how many people would go to this new resource or tool? So it's...
I mean, you get a lot of money to join Spotify, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
But usually he... It's a plus for him because he could also stay at YouTube where he's happily, or like you said, just start his own media...
Media platform.
Yeah. Valuetainment.
Yeah, so Valuetainment, that's very good, especially entrepreneurship. You're very entrepreneurial, having started some businesses yourself. And you get a lot of little tips in there. And also, I think it's very good for...
But Seth, he's also an academy, Valuetainment Academy, where... Okay. But that's more...
Yeah, so they have a weekly podcast. They have a guest. And guess who their latest guest is? They did a 5-hour interview a few days ago in Monaco, I think, or in Athens.
The latest guest.
Social media person who's been censored and they're trying to shut him down. I don't know if you heard of him. Maybe you've heard of him. Andrew Tate?
No. You showed us.
Yeah. So he's been, a lot of his podcasts and videos that he's made, long form has been chopped up into small pieces and then... Somebody has turned that and made it look bad.
It's like a politician where you just chop an interview and just take a sentence which is maybe a little bit very... controversial
and out of context unless you listen to the whole...
Mm.
So I listened to about 3 full podcast episodes and then I saw all this hoo-ha and I'm like, if you listen to the whole thing, you'll see that it was a whole conversation that they had. And if you understood, yeah. So sometimes I like the short form, but also it's very easy to censor people.
Mm.
You can chop a full episode into small little bits, and then if you want to get rid of that person, if the powers be want to get rid of that person, then. But if you look at Andrew Tate, he's very entrepreneurial. He's built multiple businesses. He's building up. He's. Driving or motivating young men to start something. If you want to start a business, try it. Spend $500, $1,000, try it. If people come, then you just progress more.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, then you've only spent $500, $1,000. Try something else.
Exactly.
So he's very motivating for young men. I think he's saying a lot of things which are controversial unless you listen to the whole conversation. He's trying to, I don't agree with some of the businesses he's been running, but they're businesses. So
a lot of.
But also some people think, like his Twitter, he didn't put anything controversial in there. Maybe some people in the comments were controversial, maybe saying something they shouldn't be. But so then his whole account got taken. So what he's saying is, hey, why did all my accounts get deleted when I didn't do anything? Somebody in my comments did. Just because they don't like what I'm saying, that men should be strong. Eastern Europe, like Romania's, like, you know, strong man, they don't take shit. We don't need to fly. I don't know if you said that. If you need to fly the rainbow flag and feminism and stuff like this.
The sissy generation.
Yeah.
Just there.
Like he's telling everyone, you know,
be a
look
man.
After yourself. Be a man. Provide for your family.
Provide.
Go to the gym.
Work out. Be a man.
Yeah.
That's not.
If something happens in life, it's sad, but you know,
no
move
whining.
On.
No whining.
Yeah, no whining. So this is kind of, you know, motivating. Some people think he's taking advantage of people. But he has a program, educational program, like online course.
But I mean, that's like two different ways of saying getting the message. I mean, there are people who like to more the facts and dates, but they're normal data and they don't care. They get the message when somebody really like starting to talk in their way, talk in their level.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet kids. Different hard people, they don't listen to you like a guy who gives you the facts. They just listen, okay, do you want the poor truth? Maybe shouting involved, maybe a little bit of cursing involved. But
yeah,
as soon as they change their life for the better, don't care how the message is.
Now, I think it's also teaching people up to master the matrix. It's trying to say, leave the matrix. What is this 9 to 5? It's kind of like happening anyway.
Mm.
But... just motivating kids to get up and, or young entrepreneurs, anyone really that wants to start a business, young, old, or whatever, who needs to be a little bit motivated. There's a bit of an online course where you can join up. There's also a, we could probably talk about that in another episode. But the next episode of Patrick Bet David's Valuetainment podcast, video cast, will be with Andrew Tate.
Mm.
And I think it's very interesting for financial, because he was also in financial sales industry and making
sales
money.
Always good.
Yeah, selling, making money. So this is a very good website to head to about entrepreneurship, and I think you would enjoy it too, as well as the listeners. Okay, so the third website or financial resource that I like to go to is the Solari Report. By Catherine Austin Fitz. Have you heard of that before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so she has a website there. You can join up. You can get a financial report.
What's her background?
I think she previously worked for the federal government in the US. She's currently living in Europe, in the Netherlands. And she was... Well, pretty much through her career, she's been noticing like missing money from like the federal budget of the US. So she has like a weekly report, she has wrap-ups, she has special reports.
Do some covered operation with that money. It's always good.
Yeah. Well, she actually, when you go on there, you can see she's got money markets report, upcoming money markets report. There's videos about on disinformation.
Take action, crowd fund.
The one that I thought was interesting was the wrap-up. So one of it's called... Does the BIS, which is the Bank of International Settlements, owe the US $21 trillion?
$21 trillion? That's a
Do
lot
they,
of... What's a trillion dollar?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's 1,000 billion.
Yeah. So she's saying... So it's from her research. If you go on the website, you see all these different reports and conversations, and a lot of investigative accountants have been reviewing a lot of the reports and financial statements and saying that the 21 plus trillion has gone missing from the US federal budgets or from the budget, mainly from the Department of Defense.
I mean,
I think on before 9/11, I think Rumsfeld made an announcement or someone made an announcement that there was 6 trillion missing.
I mean, there's a lot of power there.
And then all of a sudden, a plane hits the Pentagon building. Very conveniently, in which office? The accounting office. So these are some of the very strange things that
It was
Americans
a strange day. It was
world.
A strange day.
Yeah.
A lot of, but... Voila.
So anyway, she's got all these interviews and books, and she's got stuff about missing money, enforcing the Constitution... And she talks about...
I mean, enforcing the Constitution, wasn't it to Yeah, be free and distrust your government.
Stick to the constitution. Yeah,
stick to the constitution, but also critic your government. Yeah. Being also like being your own person, and don't obey every thing, but critically see the things that are coming.
Yeah.
But what?
Well, there's a lot of videos in there where you can get.
Where are you in which section? I'm going to the home, Solari report, Seoul, serious food health, future science. Oh, that's guides. Future science. Mm.
Well, there's like legal series talking about legalities and U.S. monetary fiscal operations. There's also missing money. So I click on that. And that is, there's a lot of discussions about this missing money. Where is it? Who owes it? Can the U.S. budget afford to pay all these baby boomers? Huh. Their 401ks and stuff. I remember hearing a few conversations Whoa. About that.
That's nice. The mathematics of genetic code, muons and neutrinos. Hyperdimensions. Oh, that's nice. Hyperspace. I like that.
Yeah, she also talks about the housing bubble.
Again, the housing bubble.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's a bubble, but
the bailouts and the funds missing. So she's talking about all the money missing from the budget since starting in 1998.
Mm.
The bailouts, which we saw, was the big scam of chopping up different mortgages and packaging them and sending them all around the world, and everyone's creating a huge drama.
I mean, there's a nice movie where it takes this phenomenon and we really can see, especially in the Florida region, where I don't know, like a normal.
Some people have two houses,
two mortgages. Two mortages, and he's just a
waiter or something.
Waiter or something that.
I think some of them were strippers.
Strippers
had like two or three houses, mortgages.
Man. And they went short selling on them and then make a fortune. But they had their conscience because they knew their.
I think it was Michael Barry that made that prediction and won. He betted against all the experts.
Yeah.
They were trying to hide. Anyway, Solari report is very good. A lot of good conversations, videos, analysis of the
events and interviews.
Missing money and stuff.
Okay.
Guess what? We got to number four now. The fourth research financial resource that I like to listen to sometimes is called the Stansberry Research.
Okay. Can you?
So if you go Stansberry.
Stans.
It's on YouTube actually.
Burry Research.
Stansberry Research. So they also have a lot of interviews with a lot of financial experts. They also talk about gold, silver, talking about the economy, what's happening, inflation, the crash, future predictions.
Oh, they also got a website, Stansberry Research.
Well, I'm just on their YouTube having a look. So it's called Stansberry Research, yeah.
It's delivering world-class financial research and tools to over 1 million subscribers since 1999. What about them? Are they more at a critical or how do they give the content? What's the takeaway?
Their style is to interview experts in the market and get their two cents or get their analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And tips.
Like more on the stock exchange or just overall?
Well, just about everything. So it depends on the guest, I guess. So let's have a look at some of the episodes. One is one person on here is clean energy stocks will get a boost from the Inflation Reduction Act. So that's one episode. They also have... what's another episode? The gamification of stocks. The big crash.
Yeah, I mean...
That is from...
It's a bit... Oh, but also a bit... it's a bit like... Okay.
With Robert Kiyosaki. I think he's been talking about that for a while.
Yeah, he's always...
Rich dad, poor dad.
Yeah, channel. But I'm not with him because in his case, all the experts, their waste of time. They did a PhD. What did it say? PhD, poor. PhD. You also said that if you do a PhD, you're basically it's just a waste of your life. I don't know. I don't. He's a bit exaggerating. I mean.
I think he's talking about maybe real life experience. He's better than a PhD, I think he's trying to say. I think he's trying to say his dad was an academic and earning a wage, and his friend's dad was a businessman.
Yeah.
So he's always educating and doing his education and always analyzing and reviewing these two. He's saying you can get a job like his dad, pay his taxes, mm-hmm. pay his mortgage, and at the end he's breaking his back. Or you can be like his rich dad's dad who's playing the system to his advantage. He's employing people. He's having the idea. He's pushing this and this and this. Mm. He's also using the wealth to buy more assets. So the assets create cash flow.
Yeah.
And then from that cash flow, he can buy cars and stuff like this.
In that way, but on it, he's giving many things out of concept, but I mean, it's not a science book or it's not an analytic book. It's just a.
I think it speaks from a lot of experience.
Experiences in that way, but I'm not in favor. He said, "Okay, PhD. I know many PhD. They're good and they can choose what to do, which jobs to take. They have many jobs. They can stay in the academy and they can stay. They go into industry." And make much money, but...
But I think what he says is they don't know how to really make the money work for them. So some people work for money, mm-hmm. others make money work for them. So the money works for them.
In that way, passively in that way. But he has to start making one. And
Well, he did have a job to start with, so he saved. And then house prices were a lot cheaper back then.
Oh, yeah.
Than they are now. But yeah, just looking at a few of these episodes, there's the system will wipe out entire class as global economy. What's that one?
Come on, yeah.
As global economy spins into free fall, warns Greg.
I mean, what does Manana it mean? Marino. What does it mean since I just go to school, there's a scissor. The gap between rich and poor will be bigger and bigger. And before we had a middle class, it will diminish. But what does that mean? I don't know. What does that mean for...
Well, I think this is on purpose because when you look at the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and some of the talking from World Economic Forum, they say for a sustainable future, we need a middle class. They buy too much. Mm. We need poorer people. I think I heard this at a conference. They said the middle class, they consume too much. They're buying, when they get a little bit of money, they're buying another house, another unit as an investment. Then they're buying skis and a jet ski. Then they're buying, going on these holidays. So it's.
I mean, it's good for business.
But then you could say that these, look at the queen. She died. Who's all flying and driving all separate cars? They're all flying on private jets. They're all driving separate cars. You know, if we do have a climate crisis, then maybe they should pool together and fly together and drive pool in a car.
Yeah. But the one thing is to say something. The one other thing is to do something.
Yeah. I think they're... So anyway, on this website, Stansbury Research, you can get a lot of information, a lot of tips from experts in the financial industry. Mm-hmm. And I think I've enjoyed watching a lot of videos, especially when they're talking about market chaos and what's happening, what's their prediction, stock market, what's happening, where to invest, or what these experts are advising their clients to invest. So you get some good insider tips on there. Okay. And the fifth, there's a few others, but we'll just keep it at that. The fifth place I like to get some financial, that I use as a great financial resource is on YouTube. And this channel is called George Gammon.
Never heard of him.
So George, G-E-O-R-G-E, Gammon, G-A-M-M-O-N. So he releases a lot of videos, and these videos are more like lectures. and like tutorials a little bit.
What's his background?
So,
Team Rebel.
Well, I think it's like financial analyst, I think.
I don't like but how they doomsayer thing, because in everything, all the bad it is, there's an opportunity. And it's
that's what he's saying.
The end of globalization will change. Come on, it's okay. Understand it to watch it. Because if I say disaster is coming, I'm afraid and it's more percentage that I'm watching this video because I don't want to get in pain and watch it. But these people, they're too doomsday.
Well, his thing is,
it's just I don't like give the news, give the information in a way that they are, but not in a way they.
Well, you probably have to watch the videos before you say it's all doomsday, because I think if you watch the videos, then you're like, aha, that's the reason why this is happening. So he's talking a lot about stocks. He's talking about a little bit about like what Mike Malone is talking about, hidden secrets of money, a little bit like the history of economics, economic policy.
The secrets of attracting beautiful women.
Yeah. You're talking about inflation.
That's something to watch, really.
So the prices of skyrocketing, why the prices are skyrocketing. He gives it's like a tutorial lecture. So it's like a mixture between a lecture and a tutorial.
But that's good, like that 10 minutes.
I think you would enjoy this one. Some of them are 11 minutes, some are 1 hour. Hey, Michael Burry, there's one there. He just predicted the unthinkable.
Ooh,
obviously, they have nice. So Michael Burry is the guy from that from the 2008 financial crash. He's predicting the financial crash when everyone was just trying to kick the can down the road and said, oh, nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong, nothing.
That's a guy who put against the subprime crisis.
He said, no, the system is going to crash.
But what does this mean, the system going to crash? Like, what does this mean? What does it mean if a system crashes?
Well, system crashes mean there's not enough money. There's no confidence in the market.
So what? But there's already like they're printing.
But you can't just keep on printing money. You keep on printing the money goes down in value. Then you can't buy the same stuff as you. That's inflation.
I mean,
and then now they're going to take the money back from the market. So he talks a lot about how they just print money. There's nothing to back it, like gold. They got off the gold standard. So the US are printing the money. The gold, the world currency is like the US dollar. So now you start seeing countries trading without the US dollar. So look at China and Russia. Have you seen them? They're stocking up on gold. Like Gaddafi, he wanted to use gold dinar for Africa. Look what happened to him. He's dead. So he was telling Africans, we need currency, which is...
Iran also wanted to do this about they want to get independent from the US dollar.
Yes.
They also hit hard now, but China has so much dollar reserves from the US dollar.
I think they're getting rid of it on the market.
They're buying since 10, 15 years. Things, harbors, investments, industry areas in America.
Well, in Australia, they bought the port.
Ah.
They bought the Port of Darwin, 99-year lease.
They got it.
Remember, they have a Belt and Road Initiative.
Ooh. But they can also give me money. I buy things for them too. I mean.
Yeah. So there's the old trade route, the Belt and Road Initiative. And there always seems to be like a little bit of conflict along this route. Look in Lebanon, look at Somalia, look at Yemen, Eritrea, Ethiopia. There's always seem to be conflict along this route where they're preparing to have their old trade back.
But I mean, long since... was it George Gammon and what's the name of the guy who predicted the subprime crisis?
Michael Burry.
Michael...
Burry. Burry. But also Robert Kiyosaki, he's also on this channel. So these are the same kind of financial people talking about on most of these channels.
Hey, he looks like the guy in the movie, similar.
Yeah?
Right? Well, very good acting, yes.
I think they want to try and usually get the guy that looks like in real life.
Already? It's the first time I'm seeing in real life and it's, similar to this. But, I mean, we'll... but if this time does something like that happens, it's going to be much severe.
This is the video I watched about the getting rid of the middle class. The global elite want you poor. So here's why. So it talks about there's a growth plan, replace the consumer. Also talking about basic income. So there's a lot of information on there. It's like I like it because it's a slash between a lecture and a tutorial. It has a nice whiteboard. And if you can't read it, sometimes they put a digital whiteboard on. So it's very well edited and great videos to reflect on.
Easy going.
Yeah. So when you look at all these resources, sometimes there's overlapping information, like currency backed by gold, or the money should be backed by gold, or what is money, what is currency. So
but
gold has always been like a form of
What's the question? Is the EZB, the European Central Bank, connected to the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, in a way?
Well, I think all these central banks are connected globally by the Bank of International Settlements.
So the US dollar, it's the king. It's the...
Well, it's only the king because they have the US Army.
I know, yeah.
It's the military. That's why all the diplomats walk around with their chests up, because they have their military. If they didn't have their military, then they wouldn't be... Well, actually, their military is used.
They have... that's people, the power.
There's special interest groups which use their military. But yeah, some information you find on here is the... which some people are talking about at the moment is the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland.
What's the Bank of
International... Bank of International Settlements? That connects all the central banks around the world. So I think a lot of people are saying, hey, this Bank of International Settlements, a lot of people don't even know about it, but it's actually...
It's the first time I'm hearing it. It's in Swiss, all right?
Yeah.
The Bank of International Settlement.
I think German gold and Austrian gold was sent there during the World War.
Is it still there? I don't know.
I think so. And you had Germans and Americans and Austrians all working together. Apparently there's war, but in Switzerland, no problem.
The Bank of the world's oldest financial organization.
So I think when you say, is the central bank in the US connected with the European Central Bank, I think... Through the Bank of International Settlements, it's connecting all the central banks around the world.
In some way, because everything that...
And a lot of people don't know about it.
Fed's doing, Europe's also doing it. Like setting up the interest rates to almost zero to get economy going.
Yeah, but I think on Stansbury Research or another one, there was a guy called, I don't know if you heard about him. I think it's George Edward Griffith. He was saying about... He wrote a book, something on Jekyll Island. He's saying that these rich business banks got together and they formed and they created the Federal Reserve. So they made it Federal Reserve to make it look like it's a government agency, but it's a privately
owned... Something
with
120, 130, 1900 something in the US, there was some agreement. Yes,
so this is an agreement between... 13 families or something.
Yeah, but back then the dollar was totally or the silver dollar, like really a coin made of silver, and it was a dollar was backed up by gold, and it was still worth it.
Yeah. So on all these resources, there's a lot of information you can get, a lot of tips you can implement, how to buy gold and silver. Talking about the markets, where you should watch out for, maybe change your investments. I'm not a financial advisor, so I shouldn't talk deeply about it. But these are just some resources where you can go and go, okay, let's try this for our family.
Get that like information on a side information you got, and you can, in that way, make your own comparison and your own opinion in that way.
Mm-hmm. So it's very good. Yeah, talk about real estate prices, crypto, everything on there. NFTs.
Mm. Nice.
The financial system.
All right.
So
besides the what?
Ilias, these are my top five financial resources I can recommend to you and our listeners.
I like them. I will definitely have a look, check them out, and give you feedback on how they went.
And change your investment.
Start.
We'll compare investing. Our gold pile of gold.
Getting over
what do you call it? Stacks of gold? Bars of gold.
Bars of gold. Bart of many like bags of money. Start investing.
Who's got the purest one? Alrighty, we'll catch you on another episode. Thanks for listening.